Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Where do we stand with Cool? Colin Woodall with us on that today in just a moment.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
We're getting closer to that mid-September meeting that'll be in Geneva between Canada, Mexico, and the United States over the level of retaliation that'll be permitted by WTO in the country of origin labeling case that the United States has already lost. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says he still believes the only way out of this mess for the U.S. is to totally repeal mandatory cool.
Yeah, Ron, over the past week, I've had meetings with both the Canadians and the Mexicans. And it is still very clear that they are not backing down, that they are going to pull the trigger on retaliation. The question, of course, is at what monetary level will they be able to use? USTR comes out and says that really the damages are only about worth $91 million. That's a far cry from the almost $4 billion when you combine both Canada and Mexico. So we have to look at this and say, what are they basing that on? And I think what we have discovered in our review or analysis of that USTR submission is that they were only looking at implementation at the retail level. They did not take into account all the other impacts on the chain. And I think once the WTO sees that, they'll see through it very quickly, and they will really focus on the dollar figures submitted by both Canada and Mexico, which we think will hold up. So I think we can use that to show Senator Stabenow in particular, she has to act, and she has to act as quickly as possible. She is still trying to figure out how she can put a voluntary program in statute, but both Canada and Mexico have told her that that will not be acceptable. So that's going to be the focus, is getting her off of that.
And Colin Woodall says the hope is that she'll come around to the thinking of Senator Pat Roberts, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and his efforts to pass the same repeal already approved regarding cool in the U.S. House. Regarding Ms. Stabenow and her efforts to mandate a voluntary program, we asked Colin Woodall, how do you do that?
Well, you don't. And I think that's what we're finding out. We don't think that it can be done. Canada and Mexico have told her very clearly that they would not accept that. There is a way to do voluntary programs. We already have that mechanism in place now. It does not have to be put in statute. It doesn't even have to be addressed by Congress. The Secretary already has that power. In fact, there is a USDA program that exists today that's been around for a long time that's approved by USDA that is a born and raised in the USA label. So that authority exists. Senator Stabenow, unfortunately, is using this as a political play to try to maintain her position. But unfortunately, all it's going to do is lead to retaliation. The only way that we prevent retaliation is supporting what the House passed and ultimately what Senator Roberts, Chairman Roberts, is pushing, and that is full repeal of cool for beef, pork, and chicken.
Talking cool with Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.